You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm here today with Brendan Cote. And Brendan, you've started a new business in the region?
Yes. Hello, David. Yes, I did. I started a year and a half ago. Prior to that, I worked for a company for 15 years in the IT industry, and I provide IT services to the region. My idea when I quit was I wanted to try leasing websites. Mainly, the feedback I'd got from small to medium businesses and startups is that websites are often unattainable for them due to the upfront cost. And after the website does get built, after the company launches, there's substantial fees for changes. And as anyone who's had a website knows, websites need to be updated. They need to stay fresh. So I lease websites. And what it is, for a flat monthly rate, we build the website, design the website, keep it online, do the updates for you, and do the changes. So when you want changes, you send them to us, email, call, whatever's comfortable, and we make the changes for you.
That's pretty neat, because I know that it's a big problem for a lot of businesses to have a website. A website's very important to them, and yet it's very, very expensive usually. So you saw this need in the region and thought that you'd be able to fill it by leasing websites. So leasing a website, how does that work?
So we'll sit down and we'll design what you're looking at for a website. I tell small businesses to look at it basically like a utility, like their telephone, like their hydro, like anything else. We enter into a contract, and it's the same price the first month as it is the other months.
So there's no change in the pricing from because other places they charge more eventually?
Well, other places charge for changes. So after you build the website, it's usually an hourly charge to build the website, which is quite substantial. But then after that, if you change your business hours, want to put up different pictures, put up a Christmas message, put up anything, it's an hourly rate. And it is often quite substantial. And honestly, that's where I think a lot of businesses, they don't make it on the building, they make it on the changes afterwards, because websites have to be fresh. The websites are basically the yellow pages, is the way I look at them these days. People will go to Google to try to find you before they'll go to the yellow pages now. They want to know what your products are, when your hours are, and how you're located. Our websites are what's called responsive, meaning that they work for mobile devices also.
Oh, nice.
So people can look it up on their phone, hit get me directions, and it will take them right to your business.
A website is so important because that's the first impression that a lot of people get of your business is your website. So having a website that is up to date and one that that you can afford is very important. That's a great service. So what do you include in a website? You mentioned photos. Is there a multimedia?
Yeah, we can do photos, multimedia, online stores. If you want to sell your products online, take payments online. Membership sites where people have to register to become members. So it's more of a restricted site. You'll often see this in groups or community groups where members will sign up. There's often content for the public, but then there's a more extensive content for the members. In some cases, the membership is charged. So that's one way that people can generate revenue off their websites. Yeah, we basically build the website, and the deal is kind of changes are included to the original website. So if you come and you want radical changes, you know, new pages, or you want to do an online store, we just adjust the monthly leasing. Just like when you have a cell phone plan and you say, hey, I'd like to add more data. They just adjust it and you go forward with that.
You provide analytics too for the number of visits and...
Yes, we track all of that. And on your invoice, your monthly invoice, we send you the analytics for your website for the month.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good idea. I like that idea of leasing a website rather than coming out and paying for every change that happens, because that's the name of the game, changes. If you have a website that's static and has been sitting there for 2 years, people aren't going to be impressed.
We found that it works good for both sides, as in my company and your company, because, well, it's a stable cash flow. It's a stable cash flow for me, and it's a stable expense for you. Right when you're launching is about the worst time that you need a huge outlay of expenses. So this guarantees you a fixed rate. It spreads out the cost over the entire contract. And for me, it provides me with a stable cash flow also.
So it serves two purposes as well, for people who don't have a web presence and also for people who have one and aren't totally enchanted with what they already have.
We get both customers. We get people who have no website, and we get people that come to us and say, well, I'd like to do this and do that to my website. And honestly, with the plans that we have, we usually just start from scratch, because with a fixed monthly rate, it doesn't make sense for me to start charging you by the hour to make changes to a website that you're not happy with. So since there is no upfront cost, we just start from scratch. We build exactly the website you want, and we keep it online, secure, and updated.
There's a whole lot of ways to go wrong in websites when you're a business and your business isn't information technology, isn't IT. There's a lot of ways to go wrong on the net. So having someone who's able to guide you and be able to help you avoid some of the pitfalls that can happen when you're making your web presence is very important. I suppose you come across that quite a bit too, people who have had bad experiences and then you help them through.
That's how I came up with the idea, honestly. Yes. It's in talking to my circle of friends and colleagues, honestly, that have laid out a fair amount of cash for a website, and then they can't get it changed. Or even worse, the person who developed it has disappeared. And our websites are built using standard technology that is transferable to somebody else if ever that needs to happen. The current leasing model is we keep the website. The website is our property, as is a lease. But it's not, if the day comes where you would like it transferred to you, it's very doable, and another developer can easily pick it up and run with it.
That's very important. It's not obvious to a lot of people when they get started in the web presence that the website be transferable, be something that someone can sit down and look at and say, okay, I understand this coding. It's not obvious sometimes.
No, it's not. And I would say, in defense of a lot of existing websites, the technologies we're using are new. We're building on technologies that are platform-based. Whereas 10 years ago, yes, everybody started from a blank page and they started coding. And yeah. So to pass that to somebody else, it was a lot of work for the next person. But now we're building on platforms. A good way to think of it is a lot of people use Microsoft Word to write their documents.
Yeah.
So Word is the platform. You can take a document and pass it to somebody else, and as long as the other person has Word, they'll be able to open it. Oh. Well, we use platforms like that are interchangeable.
Oh, that's a good analogy. So the name of the business is?
BC Data Solutions. The BC is my name, Brendan Cote, and then Data Solutions. And the web address is bcdatasolutions.ca.
And Brendan, how long have you been doing this?
I've had my own company for about 24 months now, a little under 24 months. And prior to that, I worked for a company for 15 years, which I went with right when I graduated. I graduated from McGill University with a computer science degree.
And you're from here?
Yes, I'm from here. Yep, I live in Hatley, and I live on a third-generation farm.
I'm sure a lot of people listening will know of you and your family, Brendan.
Well, if they've been to Hatley, Canada Day, they probably do.
And a lot of people go to Hatley, Canada Day. Yeah. So, yeah, Brendan Cote, BC Data Solutions. I'm really glad that you have that service available in our region.
Pleasure chatting. Thank you very much, David. Hey.